Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Hey, they've arrested a 15-year-old kid in the Bronx tied to a robbery at a Papa John's. He was one of three people taken into custody, along with two 18-year-olds, who also allegedly attacked the store employee on Saturday. Cops say 18-year-old Albert Machado and 18-year-old Sonali Sihal and the 15-year-old walked into the place at 362 East 204, started whacking away at the worker, punching him in the head and the face. The three allegedly stole some merch before running off. The victim was taken to the hospital. His injuries are not life-threatening. All the suspects are charged with second-degree robbery. In other news, Wins family, how do you feel about taking a train into Trump Station? Says here the Fed is taking over the renovation of Penn Station, prompting questions about whether President Trump could put his name on the place. Somebody asked Governor Hochul about it. She says she'd actually be fine with that, under one condition.
It's all about the money. As long as the feds commit to the $7 billion it would take to redo Penn, the governor didn't shoot down the idea of Trump putting his name on it. These New Yorkers aren't feeling it.
Absolutely not.
I don't know why New York City needs to do anything particularly political.
Nope, I keep it Penn. That's the history of the station. That's what it is.
On that point, Roberto Sabalon agrees that a landmark like Penn should be off limits.
To new people that want to visit New York and they want to like find Penn Station, I think it's going to be a lot easier.
The state would save over $1 billion if the feds cover the cost. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
There's already reaction from an MTA committee meeting where they're talking about the possibility of using artificial intelligence monitors to detect suspicious activity on the subway platforms. That's to mitigate crime even before it happens. Albert Foxconn with STOP, that's the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, says the MTA needs to, well, stop.
We keep seeing vendors selling us AI products, promising us that they're magic, they're a way to, you know, predict who's a threat. But when we look at the actual data, it's a giant flop.
By the MTA security chief guy says, hold on a minute, we might be onto something. They're looking at tech vendors to see if it's this particular product could be helpful in snuffing out crime. Here's Mary Lynn Buckley.
The MTA wants AI to go down underground in the subways. They say new technology could help stop trouble before it happens. Raymond says he's all for it.
Nothing wrong with spending money on something that is going to help the public. I'd like to have both, but be technology or be a cop there.
And Victor, well, if it can help police, use it.
It will make it safer, you know, for some people, yeah.
The technology could scan subway cameras in real time and alert cops if someone's acting suspicious or erratic. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bay Ridge.
One of the most influential black newspapers in the city and arguably the country is undergoing a transformation. The New York Amsterdam News turning its historic newsroom into what it's calling a cultural gathering and meeting space. The newsroom is up on Frederick Douglass in Harlem, right around the corner from the Apollo. You've seen it. And its publisher and editor-in-chief, Eleanor Tatum, says there's a lot of history going on here. Feels like the newsroom of yesteryear.
You step back in time when you walk into our newsroom. I mean, it really is a photograph of a 1940s, 1950s newsroom.
Tatum recalls when Michael Jackson died in 2009, says the lines were wrapped around the corner. Folks lined up to get that newspaper. The Amsterdam was founded in 1909, making it one of the oldest black-owned papers in the country. The paper continues to publish a weekly print edition with a circulation of about 20,000. So the space will be open in 2027 with exhibits and galleries that highlight the paper's black-centric journalism. It's like a time capsule with retro furniture, space dividers, all the original fittings, and still cranking out that paper. I love it. In the heated race for mayor, the incumbent threw an ace out there today, announcing the expansion of the city's after-school program.
We need to make sure young people and families have opportunities to thrive. And that includes providing after-school programs they can't attend with that New York favorite four-letter word, free. F-R-E-E for all students.
Yeah, Mayor Adams hosting a news briefing at PS20, the Anna Silver School on the Lower East, says he'll start investing about $331 million in his upcoming fiscal executive budget, all aimed at adding 20,000 new after-school seats for K-5 students over the next 3 years. Adams also pledged to launch a commission of nonprofit providers to develop a long-term universal after-school program, which he'll call After School for All. Adams' parents didn't have to choose between picking up their kids from school or working a job to put food on the table. His announcement coming after candidates running to replace him have pitched their own plans for making after school free for all students who want to participate, including challenger Zelnor Myrie and city controller Brad Lander. In fact, State Senator Myrie was the first to roll out the plan, but the mayor can beat him to the punch as the incumbent with an executive action. So far, there's been no reaction from the other candidates. To the courthouse now, and former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein facing the first of his three accusers again today as she takes the stand at his retrial.
Miriam Haley is the first of three accusers to confront Harvey Weinstein in court. She looked directly at him when asked to identify him and pointed him out at the defense table. Weinstein has been seated in his wheelchair, his body turned toward her throughout her testimony. Haley testified during his first trial in 2020, said he raped her when she accompanied him to his apartment to discuss work opportunities. She said she had turned down previous offers from him to get together or take a trip to Paris. That verdict was tossed out on appeal. This new jury is hearing her account for the first time as she explains how she first met Weinstein at the premiere of the movie The Aviator. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news, a teen is fighting for his life after being shot in the head in East Flatbush. Police say the gunfire broke out just after midnight. They found the 17-year-old victim unconscious. Paramedics rushed him to Kings County right there in Fort Greene, where he remains in critical condition now. The crime comes on the heels of another shooting in the area, one that happened on Sunday and claimed the life of an 18-year-old.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.